Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source, such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where the Holy Bible reads and says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, that is the understanding, and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and prayer and the giving of the sense of it, the church would be revived and the world would be saved and awakened. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are reading Ezekiel chapter 15. Verse 1 reads, And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is the vine tree more than any tree, or than a branch which is among the trees of the forest? Shall wood be taken thereof to do any work, or will men take a pin of it to hang any vessel thereon? Behold, it is cast into the fire for fuel. The fire devoureth both the ends of it, and the midst of it is burned. Is it meet for any work? Behold, when it was whole, it was meet for no work. How much less shall it be meet yet for any work, when the fire hath devoured it, and it is burned? Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, As the vine tree among the trees of the forest, which I have given to the fire for fuel, so will I give the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And I will set my face against them. They shall go out from one fire, and another fire shall devour them. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I set my face against them. And I will make the land desolate, because they have committed a trespass, saith the Lord God. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Ezekiel chapter 15. Now here is the sense of it, or the understanding of it, from Matthew Henry's commentary. Matthew Henry says, If a vine be fruitful, it is valuable. But if not fruitful, it is worthless and useless. It is cast into the fire. Thus, man is capable of yielding a precious fruit in living to God. This is the sole end of his existence. And if he fails in this, he is of no use but to be destroyed. What blindness, then, attaches to those who live in the total neglect of God and of true religion? This similitude is applied to Jerusalem. Let us beware of an unfruitful profession. Let us come to Christ and seek to abide in him and to have his words abide in us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day of your life and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of God's Word, and make sure you apply it to your life. And first and foremost, if you have never trusted Christ as Savior, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation, please trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior today. Please stay tuned. Please stay tuned for a fuller presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Until next time, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God have raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or